This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's an expression on my part of what has been revealed to me in many encounters. They may seem strange to some people, and they feel like matter-of-fact to others. The way it works here, not a bad thing. We all have different ways of using our minds, and hopefully this helps you. These experiences that we discuss on Your Hidden Power helps at least to open up your mind to possibilities, and if you're a believer, that there is much more to the universe, much more to our lives than appears in front of us, then you'll enjoy our conversations that continue here on Your Hidden Power. I'm Doug Steffen, inviting you now to spend some time with Dr. Srini Pillay, who is an author, a psychiatrist, also a personal coach, a keynote speaker, consultant. I like all of these things. You're associated with Harvard Medical School. Is that right, Dr. Pillay?
Yes, it is. Hi.
All right. Hi. So tell us your story. You're South African by birth. You've been in this area. I live in Framingham, so you're not far off the beaten path from where I am, even though we're speaking to people all around the country and, in fact, all around the world. What's your story? Bring us to from when you were a youngster in South Africa to present day with sort of a life profile.
Sure. So I'm fourth generation South African, of Indian descent. But I grew up with a mixed sense of identity. And I actually, I'll start maybe from, you know, throughout school, I really liked a lot of different things. I liked languages. I liked the sciences. I eventually, and music, I studied music as well. And then decided to go to medical school, went to medical school in South Africa, and then did a fellowship in neurochemistry. And I guess one of the things to talk about is I was standing at a conference that was in a game reserve, and I'd just been to an amazing talk. And so I went up to the speaker who I saw after that, and I just thought I just wanted to tell him how amazing the talk was. And I went up to him and said, "Hi, my name is Trini. I just came to your talk. It was really amazing." And then without really realizing what I was asking, I just looked at him because we were both waiting for our cars. And I said, "Could you say something that would change my life?" And he looked at me sort of funnily and said, "Well, you know, what are you interested in?" And I said, "Well, I'm interested in chemistry. I'm interested in the brain. I'm interested in moods." And at that time, South Africa was still governed by apartheid. And so he looked at me and he said, "Well, you know, I teach at the University of Stellenbosch, which was near Cape Town on the West Coast." And he said, "Well, we have a scholarship that's due tomorrow. We've never given it to a person of color, and we certainly haven't given it to anyone in psychiatry. But if you want, you can send it to me, and I'll walk it over to the committee." And so he did. And the next day, he called me and said, "Congratulations and welcome to the University of Stellenbosch," which was really an amazing sort of experience for me. And I thought, what did I just do? What was actually going on in my head?
Do you know what it is? My friend Uri Geller, who joins us on these programs with regularity, says it's synchronicity, pal. You basically were in the right place at the right time because you were supposed to be there. And I'm sure you believe that now, do you not?
Absolutely. I mean, I completely believe it because that following year, I remember, you know, so they have a tradition in South Africa at medical school where the final exams, if you do well, you go to an external examiner. And my external examiner happened to be from NYU. And so when he talked to me, I did particularly well. And he said to me, "You know, you should be at Harvard." And I really didn't know anything about Harvard. I sort of just associated it with Boston, but really didn't know much about it. And so in that year that I was at Stellenbosch doing neurochemistry, I suddenly decided, you know what, I don't really want to stay here. I wonder what this Harvard place is. And so, you know, at that time, there was no Google. There wasn't any. I went through an exchange, got through to the Harvard main campus, talked to someone and said, "Well, I don't know who to speak to." So I said, "I'd like to speak to the head of Harvard." And the person thought I was a little crazy and said, head of Harvard what? And I said, "Oh, you know, all of Harvard."
Right.
I said, well,
the president
of
the
want
college.
Right. So eventually they said they got me through the medical school, and the medical school asked me what I wanted to do, and I said psychiatry. So they got me through to the head of department of psychiatry, who on that day happened to pick up his phone. And when he picked up his phone, I said, hi, my name is Srini Pillai. I'm just sitting here in a dorm room in Stellenbosch in South Africa thinking, boy, wouldn't it be great to be at Harvard? And, he listened to me, told me later, I thought you were crazy, but he said, I have to say the decent thing. So I said, well, why don't you send me your CV and tell me what you'd like to do and I'll circulate it.
Mm-hmm.
And so he did. And, I think it was weeks or close to a month after, I suddenly get a call saying, we'd like to talk to you. I get an interview from Jonathan Cole, and then I get a FedEx saying congratulations and welcome to Harvard. And so the way that I got here was just by making that, by those two moves. One was saying something random to someone, well, apparently random. I tend to believe what you're saying about synchronicity. And then making this call to Harvard, and I've been here for the last 20-something years ever since. So I think that there's something about, before we started, I think you were speaking about possibilities and about believing in possibilities. And I really believe that when you live into possibilities, you don't always get what you want, but you at least consider the possibility of something and extend your mind to that level. Whereas,
well,
if you
have... Go ahead, excuse me.
No, I was just going to say, whereas if you had to ask somebody, what's the probability of getting into Harvard? It's low. But who cares about the probability if the possibility can lead you there?
Well, the thing that happens, and you're a perfect example, I don't know if anybody said this to you or not before, and I've only been talking to you for 6 or 7 minutes, and I get what it is that attracts people to you. I get what it is that maybe we understand the universe and its possibilities and the law of attraction. A lot of people think the law of attraction applies just to romantic encounters, and it doesn't at all. It has to do with pretty much everything. It's like a magnet. The magnet appeal, it brings in metal. So you have a sort of pseudo psychological studious approach to things, but I think you also understand practicality from what I'm looking at in various sources that I've looked to find out more about you and various social media. You've written a number of books. I would say these books are not for everyone, and I'm not sure that you're for everyone, but that's okay. You don't have to be for everyone. The trouble with convention today is that everybody thinks they have to appeal to everybody, and I think that's nonsense. There are people who are going to get you and people who aren't going to get you. People get me on the radio. Some people get me. Some people don't. So what do you want from me? You offer something, right? Under the circumstances, yeah. You've got a book coming out, Tinker, Dabble, Doodle, Try, which especially appeals to me. You've written some other books, Life Unlocked, Seven Revolutionary Lessons to Overcome Fear, which I think is a national, if not international, human epidemic. Fear-based thinking is everywhere. That's the news media basically doing its business. Oh, we may get hit by a horrible thunderstorm today. And then again, the other side of the headline is we may not get hit. But people see the headline, my God, we may get hit by a horrible thunderstorm today. What do I do? So you spend the whole day worried about a thunderstorm that will never... 99, a very close friend of mine taught me something once, Dr. Pillai. She said, worry is a prayer for something you don't want to have happen. And that's kind of... But we worry because we're taught to worry. Some religious experiences teach us to worry. The news... Our lives, our parents tell... Don't touch that over there. My grandson fell off of a 10-foot slide over the weekend and broke his arm. His mother said, just be careful, Miles. Well, Miles wasn't very careful. He fell off the swing and broke his arm. Okay, so is it going to be the end of his life? No. But it's a great lesson. Listen to your mother.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, people need to listen to you, but they don't oftentimes. And so I'm guessing that you have found some people very, very appealing to study. Do you decide, you have some interesting ways of dealing with our brain, the people that you work with, how do you decide who you're going to work with and what you're going to work on?
Well, Well, when I got to Harvard, I started doing some structural brain imaging and then decided to apply for residency in psychiatry. Got in, then trained as a psychiatrist, and altogether spent 17 years studying brain blood flow, and at the same time directed the outpatient anxiety disorders program where I worked with people. And currently my life has morphed into a lot of interesting things which involve a clinical practice as well as an executive coaching practice. I became an executive coach. Mm-hmm. And I've left the research lab, but what I'm doing instead is developing, I have a few early stage tech companies that are sort of reaching the point where I'm probably going to need some funding. I just finished writing a musical, and I'm
really
in the process. Yeah, I'm sort of interested in doing a lot of different things. So in terms of, you know, who I work with the people, I think I work with the people who come my way, and it's also a searchlight within me.
Well, whether people apply, that's called genius. And so you have that, but you don't sound like someone who's all affected by his, if this is a word, geniusness. I want to continue to dig into how your brain works as you try to figure out how other people's brains work. I find that in life, we start the day never knowing what to expect because you don't know what the day is going to bring. I hope that at the end of the day, people don't regret what they've done that day, the week, the month, people they've known, people who are in their life, out of their life. Good days for me give me happiness, and I think bad days give us all experience. Worst days give us lessons. The best days give us great memories. So hopefully you can cultivate that around some of the messages that are here from Dr. Srini Pillay. His website is nbgcorporate.com, nbgcorporate.com. We'll talk about what that is all about as we continue here on Your Hidden Power. I'm Doug Steffen with a message from a fellow who's done a lot of great things on his own himself. This man's name is Mike Lindell. He's an engineer, didn't like the pillow he was sleeping on, couldn't find a pillow. He had bad neck problems and back problems, so he basically invented a pillow for himself in his basement, and that's grown into this fabulous big American company called MyPillow, which is now spreading off into not only pillows, but sheets, mattresses, mattress toppers, everything that has anything to do with getting a good night's rest. And we know how important that is for our longevity. So take it from me, someone who has all of these things. I have figured out how to change my sleep forever, and you can do the same thing by going to MyPillow.com. Remember, all the pillows are washable, and they are dryable. You can use them for 60 days. You don't like them, send them back, get your money back. It's a fabulous company. Great American story. Let's go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener specials and be able to save up to 66% depending on what you're buying. 50% on some things. It's great. But make sure you include the promo code DJV for the great specials and the discounts. Go to MyPillow.com. Look around, see what's there. If you buy more than $200 worth of merchandise, they'll finance it for you. MyPillow.com, radio listener specials. Use the code DJV.
Doctors recommend it, nutritionists recommend it, and customers love it. Calitrin Healthy Weight Loss. Just listen to what everybody is saying.
Hi, I'm Marie from Pennsylvania, and I just lost 117 pounds of Calitrin.
This is Ron from Texas. I've lost 35 pounds with Calitrin.
I'm a firm believer of Calitrin. I have been on it for quite a while now, not only for weight loss, but for arthritis pain. I just love it. I've got both my daughters on it now and my son-in-law, so I just can't. Cannot say enough about Calitrin.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin and I love it. So far I've lost 35¾ inches and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try. It works.
See, Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, and with their huge buy three, get three free sale going on right now, there's never been a better time to order and be on your way to looking and feeling better. Just visit TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com or call 833-TOP-LOSS.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, He doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Continue our conversation on Your Hidden Power. I'm Doug Steffen with Dr. Srini Pillay, who is an author, a psychiatrist, interesting coach. When I mentioned his website, nbgcorporate.com, I didn't tell you that NBG stood for Neuro Business Group. You have seminars from time to time, well attended. I'm guessing that a lot of people who are influencers would like to do better. A lot of people in business, it's very interesting, Dr. Pillay, a lot of people won't tell you that they're men, and especially who are running companies, that they're going to see somebody who is a coach, as someone who may be a psychic, or you're not, I think you are, but that's not what your shingle says, that's not what you're working on. It just is interesting how people still think that the public will look at them askance if they say they're getting help to do whatever. We don't have any problem going to the doctor to fix a bad liver, so why do we have a problem seeing people that'll make our brain better? What do you think?
Absolutely. I mean, one of the reasons that I actually became an executive coach was when I ran the anxiety disorder service, I had a lot of people come to me from corporations, and they didn't want medications and they didn't want therapy. So I just used my experience of psychology, got an executive coaching certification and saw people, and you know, a lot of, and now I work with individuals and I work with Fortune 500 companies helping leaders understand how to change their brains so that they can lead more effectively. Because one of the beautiful things in the world is that the brain is wired to change, and we know some very effective ways that we can enhance confidence, decrease fear, increase agility, increase creativity. So I'm very for the practice of executive coaching and psychiatry. Like you said earlier, I don't think it has to be for everyone. And I think the most important thing is feeling like you have a match with the person you're working with.
Yes. Now, let me ask you about the tools that you use. Are they all intangible, or do you encourage people when it comes to the brain to exercise, get more blood to the brain, fish oil, other things that may help one's brain? There are lots of different ways to keep one's brain working and to keep the intuition coming. Is that something that is part of what you are? You all about just the non-tangible assets of the brain, or are you into helping people improve their brain physically? We've lost your connection. All right, can we do something quickly? Why don't you play a quick spot and then See if we can get her back again because I want to get an answer to this question. You're listening to Your Hidden Power.
Jim Pee Wee Martin of the 101st Airborne Division speaks about the life-threatening conditions he had to endure during World War II and the amazement from doctors when he survived.
We had so little food that not enough energy, and we quit shivering. That means you're really in bad shape, and the doctors couldn't understand how we survived.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
Have you heard what President Trump said recently?
Newsmax, you like Newsmax, I like it too.
Now you can watch Newsmax TV and get the truth about Trump from Bill O'Reilly, Mike Reagan, Alan Dershowitz, Pat Buchanan, and more. Newsmax TV is America's fastest growing cable news channel, now in 70 million homes. Find Newsmax on DirecTV, Dish, Xfinity, Spectrum, Optimum, Fios, UVerse, and more systems. See Newsmax TV today. It's real news for real people.
All right, apologize for that, Dr. Belay, and to the listeners. I want to kind of get a clarification. The question I asked had to do with the physicality of the brain, how to keep it working well versus things that might come suggestively from a coach like you.
I do both tangible and intangible. So when it comes to intangible things, they get into the more abstract unconscious. When it comes to tangible things, recommending things like exercise, helping people understand how their diets can improve their moods depending on what their moods are, but also some psychological tangibles. So, for example, to boost confidence in the brain and to have your brain sort of feel more ready for something, the first thing is avoid using the word not, because under stress, your brain does the opposite of what you want it to do. Secondly, you can also label your feelings. That's called affect labeling, and it decreases blood flow to the anxiety center in the brain. And the third thing is you want to jazz yourself up. Rather than saying, I'm going to crush this, you would say something like, call yourself by name, like Srini or Doug, you're going to crush that. That actually is much more effective in helping your brain become more confident. So the tangible stuff is about exercise and diet, but it's also about learning about some concrete psychological interventions that you can use. I mean, I believe eventually the abstraction is where we get to and where a lot of actual change happens, but being able to hang your hat on concrete practices is also helpful.
See, I think you're on the cutting edge of the future of brain work, brain science. It seems to me that there is so much here, and when you think about what life will be like 100 years from now, I don't know if you ever put that into your brain, what's going to be like 100 years from now? People will be dealing with brains on a much more sophisticated level, I think, because that's where it's all going, in order to counter what may be a threat from the computerized world. We're going to want to, humans are still going to want to be in charge, and they want to have the best in their brain, and this may be the entree into that. I'm very happy we had the opportunity to meet Dr. Pillay. Perhaps someday we'll come across each other in some other situation. NBGCorporate.com. What a fascinating way to live through life and to make a living. And that's what we're all about here. New ideas, your hidden power at half past the hour.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
General Motors and the United Auto Workers Union negotiators are to resume talks shortly, but for now, nearly 50,000 GM workers are on strike, the first strike at GM in 12 years. At one demonstration in Detroit, president of UAW Local 22, Wiley Turnage, says,
"It's great to have support, you know, because we serve the community. You know, we have a lot of restaurants, we have gas stations, you know, so we need to keep this plant viable as possible. And then we have a lot of young families working here, a lot of temporary workers, you know, that have no stability in their life. So we're just trying to secure everyone's future."
In President Trump's words on Twitter, the U.S. is locked and loaded, ready to respond to the weekend drone attacks on a giant Saudi oil refinery. The U.S. blames Iran for the attacks. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world are on a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Back into thought, whether it be thought from the top of your mind, your inner mind, how it all works. Your Hidden Power Show is on the air. I'm Doug Steffen, now joined by Uri Geller, who is at his home in England. There I am. There's a Freudian slip. Back to England we go. Uri lives now in a small village part of Tel Aviv in Israel, his native country. The idea of people, perception. I was just talking to somebody who's an expert in the brain and how the brain works, and thinking out loud how we are influenced so much now by computers and things that sort of make our brain not work as well. I was telling you off the air, I met a couple of fellas on Friday who are running an Israeli pharmaceutical company. And I, of course, anytime I get a chance when I'm talking about Israel, my fondness for it, I always bring you up, and they all get excited. And one of the guys who runs this company says, okay, when I meet you, I told him I'd meet him when I come over in December to be with you. I said, he said, I'm bringing my watches because I know Uri can fix my watches. And I said, yeah, bring him up. Sure. So,
you know, Doug, that,
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay, so when you say an Israeli company, it's amazing how many Israeli companies have created incredible products and incredible internet facilities. They created jobs around the world, because if you didn't know this, I wouldn't be able to talk to you right now out of my iPhone if there wasn't some kind of an Israeli invention in it. And
right.
There are people who are here in Israel who are quite young, and they do exits. One of the last exits was a product called Mobileye, and it was sold to an American company for $14 billion.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. So yeah. I see more Maseratis and Ferraris zooming around in Tel Aviv than in England. Unbelievable. Also, Doug, I wanted to tell you that the elections are coming up, so we all have to go and vote tomorrow, whether it's for Benjamin Netanyahu or for Benny Gantz, who was a very highly decorated general and the chief of staff of Israel. So there will be people going out to these, I don't know how you call these stations in America. Where
the polling, polling stations. You go to the polls to cast your vote. Okay, so I'm betting, as well as I know you, the news media has come to you and has asked you to make a prediction, or is there a way through brain control, mind control, whatever, that you can influence the election? I've forgotten how you stand on Netanyahu and some of the other. I know some of the things that you are, or you think about, mostly with regard to American politics, but I don't know where you are with Netanyahu, who's had a lot of controversy the last year or so.
Yes, I don't want to go into naming who I'm going to vote for, but there was a controversy here about putting cameras, filming cameras in every polling station. Now, I wonder whether in the United States, are polling stations covered by CCTV or not? Is there a law against it?
No. Well, there's people who consider this is very private stuff. And nobody wants to. There's a sort of sacred right here in America. Matter of fact, there's a lot of conversation continuing about voter registration, who gets to vote, how do we prove who you are. There's a lot of violations of people's rights. But there's also, because of what you just talked about, that's sort of what I wanted to spend a couple of minutes on. This fellow I had on earlier was a brain specialist. And I'm thinking, as we're talking to him about brain control, is it different than mind control, the things that you, I think, work on? And are we in danger, if we don't keep building our brains up, of having computers made in Israel and elsewhere take over our thought process so that we don't have to even think? We have a lot of things we don't have to do anymore.
Yeah.
Is thinking going to become one of them?
Well, I predict, Doug, that in 20 years' time, we'll be able to speak telepathically, because our brains are going to be connected to the internet. So it might be not pure telepathy, but just imagine that your brain is connected to a major big internet system, a network, a web, and you don't have to have a phone anymore in your hand, and people will be able to actually read other people's minds. So,
but can you do that now? Can you do that now? You kind of can do that now with
I did it. Doug, I did it 45 years ago for the CIA. Mm-hmm. They tested me. There was a CIA scientist called Kit Green sitting in Langley, Virginia. I was in Palo Alto, California, and you remember that. Well, you must know that there were no mobile phones in the early 70s. There was no FaceTime. There was no Twitter and Instagram. So he was holding a book, Doug, and he said to me, what am I holding in my hand? And I, from Palo Alto, told him, you're holding a book, and it's open to a page that has a picture of scrambled eggs. And on it, the word architectural is written. So he almost freaked out because he was holding a book on anatomy, and he was looking at the cut of the brain, which looks very much like scrambled eggs. But what's freaking the most out is that he has written with a marker across the page the word architectural. He was getting ready for a lecture about, you know, the brain. This is CIA scientist, and I, from 3,000 miles away, told him that word. So I think that telepathy we all have, it's a matter of time when we awaken these powers and start using them.
Wow, that's what this is about, and that's what our conversation is about, developing your own hidden power. So you'll find all kinds of tips on doing that at Uri's website, Uri Geller, URIGELLER.com. Don't forget to check out the new Uri Geller Museum at URIGELLERMuseum.com. Uri, you're always an inspiration. Good to have you here, as usual, on Your Hidden Power.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Do antioxidants really neutralize cancer-causing free radicals? I'll be right back to give you the answer. Antioxidants do neutralize free radicals and convert them into harmless substances that can be eliminated. The body has a natural supply, but many foods are powerful antioxidants. Foods like oranges, blueberries, strawberries, grapes, spinach, kale, yes, that broccoli, tea, tomatoes, and Brussels sprouts all have natural antioxidants as well as vitamin A, C, E, and beta carotene, cozine, Q10, zinc, magnesium, and selenium, which is found in garlic. Well-known medical institutions like Harvard and the University of California, Johns Hopkins, Stanford all say these can make a very big difference and reverse the effects of aging. That's a powerful message, ladies and gentlemen, and the choice is yours. For more information, go to our website, americashealthcareadvocate.com, americashealthcareadvocate.com.
Hey, this is Victoria with the DJV Show. Want to leave a great lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable feature. I've got the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, it's only 5 minutes. After using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now there's no going back. I don't think twice about cracking a smile. Power Swabs are super fast and easy to use and hygienist approved. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? It's a no-brainer. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores. Call now for your Power Swabs. 800-208-1797. Again, that's 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
All right, so here we are at one of our usual crossing points, so the opportunity on Your Hidden Power to really get down into the mind, the workings of a lady who has a lot of the stuff Uri was just describing, and the gentleman earlier on, a brain that's more developed in this particular area. Think about your specialty. Think about your life. Think about how you live. What is it that most appeals to you in terms of maybe romance, in terms of your business, in terms of what your work is? What do you like to do for fun? There are special parts of your brain in which all of these things are addressed. And you'll find a lot of help if you enlist Mary O'Malley's help. Mary's Monday Morning Musings and Meditation, something I'm always talking about here. But more specifically, Mary, there are some of us who are born with a very powerful psychic talent. All of us have some psychic gifts. Uri was just saying the same thing. The right techniques, if we use the right techniques, we can enhance what we have and use it to improve our lives. That's basically the underlying reason we have this program, Your Hidden Power. So you have a very powerful psychic talent. Nobody would question that. Do you ever get into a situation? I know sometimes there are parties where a number of psychics go and do readings for people. Do you ever have brain waves crashing into each other? And you ever get a message from somebody else that's not supposed to be for you? I just wondered, you know, in a practical sense, because a lot of people start off their engagement or their intrigue or their curiosity by going to some of the fun, sort of entertaining things like that. Do you ever...
Right.
Let's say you're sitting in a room with a dozen psychics. It's got to be crazy brain stuff.
Well, it's just a matter of fine-tuning, you know, like the old radios that you had to really kind of fine-tune in.
Yeah.
And so quite often it's just a matter of I'm receiving information and I check with the client in front of me to make sure it's them, you know, and not somebody behind them or, you know, on the side. So it's just a matter of fine-tuning. But, yeah, it gets a little exciting.
Yeah, I would think that that's the case. And so when you encounter somebody in a reading who you recognize as having a psychic gift, how do you advise them on what to do with their gift?
The first thing always is to start asking questions. And as you start asking questions, you become more familiar with that, the communication process between you, spirit, your wise mind, you know, your higher consciousness. And that's the first thing, is to figure out which one of those voices in your head actually belongs to you, you know?
Right.
And that's the first way to do it. Whether you're writing, you know, I tell everybody, write down 5 questions and then pay attention when the answers come to how the answers come, so that you know, like for most people, there's something that happens inside my body that signals to me that that's my wise mind or spirit communicating with me. So I'll feel it more like in my solar plexus area, and then sometimes even my cells will start to vibrate. So I know that voice is the one I'm looking for. Does that make sense?
What begins to vibrate?
It, like my cells begin to vibrate.
What cells? What are you talking about? The cells in your brain? Cells someplace in your body?
In my whole body. It feels like a little vibration starts. Yeah, it's tingly.
That's not
in a good way, right?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, exactly. Well, but when you're helping people, and that's basically what your business is. Yeah, of course you're making a living, but you're making a living helping people. There's not a mean, I will tell you from my own experience, there's not a mean bone in your body. And I think to be successful doing this stuff, you have to have good intentions, do you not? Yeah, and it cannot be about you. Anybody who's successful in this, most of the people, and I always get a kick out of many of the folks who are very sensitive like you, are broke, and you think, okay, well, why can't they, if they're that good, why can't they? It's like going, would you invest your money with a broker or a stockbroker who is broke? No, he's got to be a millionaire. Mm-hmm. So, you know, isn't that kind of what happens? A lot of people who do what you do are not well off, and sometimes you don't take that good care of yourself. It just, you know, people say, why?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I figured it out.
Right. Well, but I figured it out. You're too busy doing things for other people. It's all about everybody else. It's not about you. The really good people, not as with the discussion of the stockbroker, people who are really good at this are not interested in themselves, and they don't necessarily even take care of themselves because they're so focused on what other people do. So you can get that focus. Go to psychicscout.com, Mary's Monday Morning Musings and Meditation, psychicscout.com. Mary O'Malley here with us on Your Hidden Power.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Dan Perkins from Songs and Stories for Soldiers with your Veterans Tip of the Day. Have you noticed that interest rates on home loans have dropped at least 1% in the last 6 months? Did you miss the opportunity to refi your home mortgage the last time interest rates were heading lower? Here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. Get focused and know the facts of your existing mortgage. So go to the safe or the shoebox, wherever you have important papers, and look through it and find your mortgage. Next, look through it and find out these three things. When did you take out the loan? The year. How much did you borrow? The amount. And what is the interest rate? Percentage. Write this down on a sticky and put it on the fridge and start looking at bankrate.com for mortgage interest rate. If the new rate is 1% or more lower than the rate on the fridge, start looking at a refi. Remember, a refi puts money in your pocket. This has been Dan Perkins with your Veterans Tip of the Day.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Here we go again at your behest. More information about what is in the minds of people who have special gifts. There's a podcast right now going on. We were talking about mentalists, and this particular podcast, the most recent one, it's up there, focused on Jim Carroll, who's been all over television and radio, that kind of stuff, and one of the top 10 mentalists. I think what you do is you learn, you listen to all these things, and you figure out what makes people work. What I'm most interested in our get-togethers is you getting specific help and information from people like Mary O'Malley and Charlotte Benson, who's here now. Charlotte is, as you may know, the president of the American College of Vedic Astrology. We've talked a lot about what Vedic astrology is. Do you ever have, you're an American, you speak English. Do you know any of the native language, the native tongue from which Vedic astrology comes? And sometimes you have a hard time even
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started. HomeAdvisor.
All right, so meanwhile, now that we've fixed whatever the buggeroonie is, you got my question, Charlotte, about pronunciation, understanding the language. I don't, as I've said, even though I like Eastern astrology, I think it's more accurate in many ways than what I've experienced with Western astrology. How do you deal with the language, the words?
Well, it's a modern world. You know, that's all been translated from ancient Sanskrit. So, in an ideal world, we would be talking about these things in the Sanskrit because of the particular properties of how that language sounds when it's spoken. But it's all been translated. Yes, back in the day, in the early 70s, when I was first exposed to Vedic astrology, the terminology was just baffling to me, and I couldn't figure it out. Mm-hmm. But since then, it's become so popular. It's been, it's made the transition into the Western world, and therefore the English follows, or it follows English.
Yeah, but is there a circumstance in which people need to even know? I mean, I don't really care. All I want to know is that the information is reliable. But I know that some people who are Eastern, they like to use the words. That's why I asked about J-Y-O-T-I-S-H and some of the other things. That's not really important to what the ultimate lesson or information you're getting about.
No, it's not. It's just, but it's Jyotish is just the name of, it's just the name of, it means astrology. So it actually differentiates, the word Jyotish differentiates Vedic astrology from Western astrology that most people know about. But if we only used one Sanskrit word, it would be Jyotish.
But to
build on your point, there's some lovely sounding Sanskrit terms like Purva Punya, that means past life credit, or Pancha Maha Purusha Yogas, that means something else. But I mean, they're fun, but no, one doesn't need to know that. You don't even need to know references to the planets. But in my work, I like to identify what I'm looking at. So, today, for instance, Venus and Mercury are in the same spot in Virgo. No, you don't need to know that. You want to know the effect, but
right. But what is it? What is the effect of all that?
Just this one isolated factor. Venus is in the same place as Mercury, as I just said. So Venus is a planet of value and creativity, and it's very close to the planet of intelligence and problem solving and sorting things out and talking and thinking and planning. So right now there's a very precise right now. I mean, this holds its effect for another week or so. Mm-hmm. It's really creative for getting down to detailed work. Getting work done.
All right. So you want to get more on that, contact Charlotte Benson at charlottebenson.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. I come from an athletic background. I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.